Glory to God forever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we are so grateful for everything. We welcome you here. Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Amen. We acknowledge that you are the Spirit of the Father and of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I pray this in the mighty, glorious, and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There is a battle for human souls. And as I mentioned this earlier this week, the truth that man has a decision between God and self reveals one of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, that man, being made in God's image, has a free will and choice. And it is 100% up to men and women what their choice is with that major, I believe it's the most important decision in their life. Their eternal destiny depends on it. And that same truth applies to believers every day. Every day. There's also a famous verse, 1 Samuel 17:47, that says the battle is the Lord's. So when someone makes that choice and they say yes to Jesus Christ, then that battle has been, they've made the right decision and they now have the victory because the battle is the Lord's. That verse, that truth, the battle is the Lord's, is an eternal mystery and revelation, and it can be a reality through the Holy Spirit. He's the one who makes everything real and does everything that we need and want and desire is found in Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the key. He's the most glorious. When we say He, that's the Lord God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They're one being. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe, the most powerful. Amen. The chief end of man is to know Him, and man was born to fellowship with Him. That's the final end. That's the, you might say, the deepest reality of knowing Jesus Christ. That's what, when we say man was born to fellowship with God, that's an incredible eternal revelation. It's an unspeakable mystery that God would offer Himself in that way. And how do we receive that? Through the Holy Spirit. And when we, you know, you might say, to keep it simple, when we say yes to Jesus Christ, when we give Him our everything, and we, you know, faith is such an important topic. It's Jesus' second most frequent topic and subject that He spoke about and taught about. But it's simple. It's relying on God. When we do that, the battle is the Lord's and He wins every time. Amen. That's the so glorious. If we try to do it on our own, it's not going to work. Now, at least someone's trying. And that same, what I just mentioned, applies to every aspect of our walk with Him, starting with salvation. You know, so many people, as I mentioned, there's even a mystery around, some people might get, you know, ask Jesus Christ into their life, but then it's up to them what they do with it, and they can walk away and not receive that. And God has given every person a complete free will. Some may ask, why am I mentioning that? Why am I speaking about that? They may say, well, you're being negative. And so forth. And the reason I'm mentioning these are all the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Okay? And I'll try to be short and sum this one up. But remember, it's a mystery. We cannot explain it. Just as we cannot put the glory of the Lord into human words and how wonderful and beautiful He is. Someone has to experience that. That's the presence of Jesus, the presence of God. That's the anointing. When they experience it, they'll instantly only want Him. Okay, but let me touch on this. The mystery I'm speaking about is, again, it goes back to man has choice and free will, and God has created man in His image. He cannot and will not make anyone do anything. So, let's say someone does receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Okay? On the one hand, if they continue on with Jesus, they are saved gloriously. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's three times in the Bible. And Jesus emphasized, no one can pluck them out of my hand. And no one can pluck them out of out of my Father's hand. That's how secure someone is if they simply stay with Jesus Christ in an honest, sincere walk with Him and serve Him and do their best. But on the other hand, someone can leave. A person, in fact, has choice every day for the rest of their life. You might even say every hour. And you, well, how do we know that? It says the famous verse, choose you this day whom you will serve. Now, I think as someone goes deeper and deeper, they'll just automatically, that they will not ever leave Jesus Christ. I mean, nothing will come. People will die for Him, you know, because they know Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. He saved me. He's my everything. I would do so. Amen. But there's the two sides of it, and that's I don't want to sound harsh, but these are mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, and in A Divine Revelation of Hell, I recommend. That's an incredibly anointed book with incredible spiritual truth and revelation. There are people in hell who were ministers serving God and Jesus Christ while they were on the earth. Now, I want to keep this positive and keep, but this week I'm basically, the general topic is the battle for human souls. And this, I do want this to be an evangelistic week, so to speak, of just anything I can do to get the gospel out to anyone who will listen. That knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ is what man was created for. That's the chief end of man, and He offers fellowship. It's so glorious and wonderful. What He offers is beyond words, an eternal celebration. And really, it is simple and easy. It's what man was born to do. And how do we do this? It's when we rely on Him, we have faith in Him, we walk by faith, and the battle becomes the Lord's, and He wins every time. Amen. That's a revelation. And again, it's Jesus' most frequent topic was the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, in His ministry when He was a man on the earth. Second most frequent topic, faith. which is simple. It's just relying on God. Everyone relies on Him in the natural all the time. And so we just rely on Him in the spiritual. And when we meet the Holy Spirit, glory to God, that's the key. That's the how sad it is. Most people in the world don't ever get that revelation. They just don't even understand it. They don't that He's so glorious and wonderful. And let me try to finish with this. I presented, well, a little new information in this message today about the battle is the Lord's and then speaking about faith. But the main thing, 99.9%, maybe 100% of our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, and remember, He's God Almighty, is when we meet Him in the power of the Holy Spirit and experience the glory of the Lord. That's the entire answer. It's not understanding the Bible and figuring things out. I tend to do that. And I want to present things that will help someone, because we do need teaching. But we can forget everything else. Just meeting Him and His glory. And when we do, He's the only one we will want. We will realize the answer, the secret, the treasure, a person will find everything that they want, need, desire, long for, hope for, dream of, and He will reveal and give a person everything that they need to understand and to walk with Him. For example, faith. He gives faith. It's even more than that. He gives His very presence and glory and power. And so within that is He gives us, you might list, there's like 15 different things that I put in a list. I'll try to put these in the notes. I'll just mention some of them. And this is just the beginning of knowing Him. Like, we could list 1,000 things. Just every day, every hour becomes this glorious celebration. We go from glory to glory. He gives eternal, everlasting life. Number 2, the divine nature. Number 3, the love of God. The love of God is shed abroad in our heart. Number 4, the faith of God. He gives faith. Number 5, the hope of glory. That's Jesus Christ, the glorious one. We have that on the earth. That's not the hope that we're waiting for in heaven. Number 6, fullness of joy. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. It just goes on and on. And so someone may say, well, how, you know, remember, most Christians are in the born-again phase. Most people don't get saved. They don't even have a concept of this. How tragic and sad it is that this is what humans were born to do, created to do. And it's simple, easy, natural, and normal. And yet most people choose self. The human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things and is naturally bent towards choosing self, really. I think that applies to just about every person, maybe not to the patriarchs of the faith, but okay. And I was just thinking yesterday, this is such a key. Before we meet the Holy Spirit and His glory, and remember, He's Jesus Christ. we're trying on our own to kind of understand and figure things out. And the Old Testament especially is doesn't, you know, just somehow it doesn't make sense. We're kind of trudging through trying to, but when we meet him, everything, well, I'd say everything, but it all makes sense. And the teachings, for example, in the tabernacle, something thousands of years ago that may seem kind of distant to us, but every station, all seven stations of the tabernacle, reveal Jesus Christ and these glorious, glorious revelations of our relationship with him. So the first station is the gate. I'm just going to touch on this briefly, just to make a point. First station is the gate. Jesus is the gate. That's salvation. That's someone finding Jesus. Okay, they enter. They're not going to feel any different or anything. The second station is the altar of sacrifice. Now, in the natural, that's kind of, that speaks of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, right? It also speaks of our sacrifice. But remember, in the natural, we're thinking, oh, this, it's not a very pleasant thing to think about, is it? And we think that we're sacrificing. Well, really, it's the greatest privilege for a human being to know God and to give our life to him. And it's common sense. He's given us, that's how simple and easy it is. Someone doesn't have to have a Bible or ever hear the teaching about the tabernacle. It's common sense. He's given us our life in the natural. Everything in the natural. No one can argue against that. He's given up every person their life, their body, their soul, every good thing that they've ever received. He gives them everything that keeps them alive their entire life. If anyone tries to argue against that and disprove it, it's ridiculous. Okay, and so it's common sense. We give our life back to him. That's why the famous scripture, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. It's just common sense. It's not even a, I mean, it's a no-brainer. And when we do this, as we go deeper, we experience his glory, then it's like, wow, this is the greatest privilege. What an awesome, it's not a sacrifice as we as humans think of a sacrifice. We're not sacrificing anything. God is the one who sacrificed for us, giving his son to die for the world, giving the Holy Spirit now, Jesus interceding now for us, praying, you know, giving now. I mean, so then it goes through those seven stations, and every one of them is these glorious revelations of Jesus Christ, but also of our experience with him. Amen. So, I wanted to make a point, and I know I said I want to, you know, finish up, but the key, the Holy Spirit, and we meet him, but that's the same principle that I'm referring to applies to the battle being the Lord's. You know, when we say there's a battle for men's souls and for human souls and for us, and the battle is the Lord's, we don't really like that word battle much. I mean, we don't want it to be a battle. We want the victory. We want, you know, Jesus reveals that his yoke is easy, his burden is light, all these wonderful things that he gives. Sounds a lot different from it being a battle, right? So here's the answer with that. As I mentioned, we have faith. We rely on him. The battle is the Lord's. He wins every time. How do we really experience that? It's when we know the Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit and his glory, his majesty, his power, his awesome attributes, everything about him so awesome, we naturally want to know him, seek him, serve him, and rely on him. And we get to almost, we can just, we're now experiencing these glorious things that he's doing and revealing to us. And now these, that we go into the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, that he would allow us to be part of his work, that he would allow us to proclaim the gospel, to do whatever someone is called to do, that he's allowed them to do that, to be a part of, you know, so glorious. And that's a whole nother teaching, is that we want to, we need to look at Jesus as our example of what to do on the earth as a man, as humans. He's set the example. He's let us fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And glory to God. And now it's unlimited possibilities. Amen.